We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute, and our friend Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us this morning. And hold on, when I was scrolling through this morning, I saw a lot of red on my screen.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a thud on Friday, John. It's a late afternoon selling, not all that unusual when you're at the third Friday of the month, too, because that is option expiration day.
Gotcha.
And so all of those derivative contracts can cause a little bit of fluctuation, even more than normal. And dang, what we are accepting as normal now is pretty weird, but we'll take that in stride from a market standpoint. Still looking at a nice uptrend for stocks as we made it through the week. And I'm looking at Dow futures this morning. They'd be up, let's call it 200 points, similar moves for the S&P and the NASDAQ at this point. So we're, looking at strength generally for stocks. John, if I look across the pond, we're trading, close to midday in most of the European bourses. They're all up this morning. Most of the Asian stocks were higher. Japan was the exception, was down ever so slightly. So with the vaccine news out there, and even though we're seeing so many shutdowns around the globe, the prospects of the vaccine and lifting those shutdowns in the not-too-distant future is what's driving markets. And so far, they want to remain bullish, at least at this point. And I'm also looking throughout the week this week. We're going to have a kind of a shortened week of trading. We'll be closed Thursday. Of course, we'll be open on Friday. But most offices, including my own, will just have a skeleton crew operating then. So all of the data we would normally get in the third week of a month, we got to compress into 3 days. And so we're going to make sure we do that. But that's going to range everything from our second look at the GDP numbers to initial jobless claims, pending home sales, all sorts of October data, but it's all going to get crammed into 3 weeks. So we'll make sure we keep everybody abreast of that, John. But right now, still a bullish overtone to stock markets, even despite Friday's a little bit of a sell-off.
You think we cross 30 this week?
I don't.
In the Dow?
If I had to take a guess, I'm going to say no, just because we'll have a full trading day today and tomorrow. But Wednesday will begin to fade just due to activity or lack thereof. Same thing on Friday. The one wild card is, could we get some more good news out of the vaccine front or the reopening trade? If we got that good news, that lack of liquidity in the market might push us higher. But I think I feel like most participants just want to mark time this week, hold on to the gains we have, and that'd be okay with me.
Okay. Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors. Thanks for starting the week with us again. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Everybody, please stay well out there.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.